obviously each one's only a half of a shear within other context. But okay, at least a little bit. One is the Mareach. So you know the Mareach is one of the prohibitions that exists la halacha. And it's found in the Shulchan Aruch, found in the Gemara. It's told of memachek, to smooth out. To smooth something out is a halachic problem, and it very much affects medicines which are smeared on the body. It's a very common thing. I'm not discussing iodine. Iodine is a liquid. You're on?
Yeah, we should be.
Oh, good. Let's see what happens. Iodine is a liquid. So you like it, you don't like it. It has a machlokes of Shlomo Zalman, and it's only preventing infections. It's not really therapeutic. Others say, no, it's considered to be medicinal. That's a different discussion. But no one's going to say it's from the Mareach. It's a liquid. Of course. Alcohol, an antiseptic. No one's going to say it's from the Mareach. It's a total liquid. However, there are many creams which people put on for medical purposes. And the question is, what kind of status do these creams have? And it's very relevant. It's relevant beyond medicines as well, as which you'll see momentarily. But for our purposes, we're trying to get to the medical aspect of it. Okay, what's the magic number here? Do we add? How much?
20.
Okay. Watch this. Oh. Kol hadinim hanal. Let's put it back. To add mishcha is exeris of shchikas havamana. That's number one. Shchikas havamana, as we saw, is a particular problem. However, there's an additional issue when it comes to eretia. And what is that? Shnei chashashos. Zer Hashem yimareichas eretia. To smooth it out. And Gezer Shchikas HaMamana. Now, we had said in one of our pieces before that you don't have something also for two reasons. That are learned from our first one, Halacha Rufua. Right? Here, however, it so would appear, at least initially, it's also for two reasons. Let's open up our bow side to Simon Shin Chav Ches. Take a Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer is Pei Aleph. Shin Chav Ches Pei Aleph Rabosa. Here we go. With Tia Shanachlam Agabe Mach Agabe Kaka, we saw this Sugan Erevin at some length, if you recall, last week. Lo Yach Zirena Pei Aleph. Shema Yemareach al Gaba lahachlech aguma sheishba, who may ruach retia malacha doraisi, b'shem shebeklam mamachek, ali b'shem shchika samamonim lekel emigzar, keiman dohoyu meyes moli lavo. Do we say? No. Does everyone agree to this? Let's look in the Mishnah Brewer, Rabbi Osai. Let's take a look over here. Look. I showed you Erevin on the screen last week. He's like this. Zeh sheches b'chol min ha'trufas lav da'aka b'mishcha sheshech l'marcha. Shitas Rashi v'horosh she'en lochosh b'nidon zeh b'zeh shchikas ha'mamonim kevan she'eno no sein trufa chadosh shlo hois olam b'od yom rak machzis v'tila yishav l'mkoma. That's the posting say shin chav ches sif chav hei. That's what we just saw over here, right? We just saw over here. Med mishnah brewer is pay off, sets of a fairish. You may recall this had to do with any Yehudi. We had discussed the question that the Goy won't help you one bit because you're being healed. You're being cured. Okay, the Goy. No, he said. But the halacha refuah, it's only what? Only mishum sheni amareach. There a goy is what possibly may work. And shechita saman, they never made a gzera. They asked for two reasons. If he's ever born, balocha. To call trufa she'enena mishcha, enisalach zira afin nofla el gabi kaka, she'esim miskabe. Kol she'a trufa hazu ha'kweisa munach el gabi makal erev Shabbos, ena mishum shter shechita saman amon. Mefurish. We just read the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Chav Ches, Sivkot, and Pei Aleph. We read it. Yeah?
Is Mishcha used for healing, or is it used for like keeping it on the arm?
No, for healing.
It's not like a Band-Aid would be equivalent.
A plain Band-Aid. That's nothing. We saw that yesterday in the Gemara. Just covering it.
Right.
That's gorge. That's nothing. The problem is they put creams on. Neosporin is a cream. That's right. It's a cream. There are many other creams that are even more, actually, creamy. You know, the thicker, if you will. We'll discuss one at a time. Watch what happens now. Om nom moreinu Rav Shmuel Arbach Shlita Tzia in the Mishnah Berurah Shin Gimel Sivkata Nun. Watch what happens. Open this, look inside. Have a look. Shmuel said, look, we had a look. Shin Gimel Sivkata Nun. Page 182. V'im nafalo tavzir. Says Mishnah Berurah Nun. Atam. The motzi. V'yesh omim. V'yikar atam mishum dirak. Mishum dizeh domel kenesim al chathila. V'yesh ligzah gamazeh mishum shchika samamonim. Whoa! Did we just say that doesn't apply to these kind of cases? V'yitam zeh. Ein lesa lahavzikim v'nafla gabi karko l'nafla gabi kli. Look at Shin Chav Chesed Chav Hei Eret Yesh Anafla. So all of a sudden, the Shechita Samamon. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's on Anafla, oh yeah, please. That's the Gra. He's a Gamba Trufa She'enel Mishcha, Yesh Isur Im Nafla Gamba Kaka She'esir B'miskavim. So the Machlok is, according to one opinion, there are really two separate reasons. Two separate reasons, Rabbi Osai. Let's go back to Shin Chav Ches, Sif Chav Hei. Let's go back. Just came from there. Go back. I just wanted to show you the earliest source. So here we have Rabbi Osai. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, over here. Mishnah Berurah Pei Beis. What did it say? If on a kli, Yaxi Ren. The kehuch lekar retiim and koma dami, v'vare mutal achzia lekoma, u'shemam zira lo yegdena b'shabbos b'shikesh lekayama b'niv. Okay, because that shenafla retiim out, it fell off. Avlim hay zira b'miskavein, also lachzira. V'yeshchok u'namatirin b'zeh. Efter tayisiyam and asatake nishis magalay alochas. The machlokes haposkin. Who talks about it? Look at the sharatziyin. Who are the ones who Aser, Mogan Avram, Gra, Rashi, against the Razah and the Bartanura, etc.? And who's Mekil? The Razah and the Bartanura. Comes to the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam in the Masechta Eruvin, and the Rashba in the Masechta Beitza. So it's a big time fight. I'm not up to me to decide who's right. But now, Rabbosah, we come to the following important. And this is really our main point in the Mareach part of today's sugya. Watch this. Look carefully. Yesh hashimush b'mishchot b'shabbat. Number one, the Mareach. Number two, shchikas amamonim. What do you mean? If you in fact are Mareach, halaguf, you smooth the body surface with cream, then you have a serious problem. If you don't, you still have a problem of what? Shchikas HaMamonim, which we saw before, at least according to Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Gimel, you have both possible problems. Well, let's take a look at both sides. He quotes from the beginning a source, which is, hold on, Chazon Ish said, you have to put oil there, lo yemarchena, rak yashlichena gabi apetza. You throw it on, throw it. You put it on. If you're not Mamarach Klal, look in Shmir Shabbos Kilchosam from Shlomo Zal. Take a look at Rabosai. This we have on the screen. This is in Perek Lamed Dalid. He calls it Ha'ora Mem. In this edition, it's Ha'ora Mem Aleph. It's page Tov Kuf Ayin. Oh, Shabbos. Oh, what did I just do? How do I cancel this? I want to be back. If I just go back here, I'll be canceled.
Anyone have a Shmir Shabbos?
Huh? You
have a Shmir Shabbos?
I know, I said. I just go here.
Yeah, you're not.
Just go here, I have to be canceled. Yeah. I'm sorry. Was it the wrong safer? I'm sorry. Take another second. Thank you for correcting me. See if it's the right page. Okay. Here we go. Watch this. Kave einayim, the lekas einayim, you have eyes hurt, or you have an infection, you put eye drops. V'chein mutal asim mishcha v'toch ayin. You can put cream in your eye. Aren't they putting cream like Neosporin? Am I correct? That just drops. They're creamy.
Yeah.
I've seen it. He's mocked it. Whoa, let's look on the bottom. What happened over there? What just happened? Explain to me. The page just stopped.
Oh, there you go.
Shoo. Shamati from Shlomo Zalman. You know why? There's no smooth surface in your eye. It's bumpy. There's no smooth surface. There's no yisur of memarech. Fine. Back to Aruch Shabbos. I hope I get back to the right page again. Oh, right. We're in the right place. The Choretz Arachi in Abosai, the Harosh Perikama de Shabbos, Simon Lamed Gimel. Let's take a look at ourselves in the Rosh. Open the Gemara, please. To a Rosh Perik Alam Simon Lamed Gimel. It's a very serious issue which affects us on a regular basis. Here we go. Simon Lamed Gimel. What did it say? Umenichin kilo al gabi ha'ayin. Says the Rosh, Umayr bekilo shu av. Dume de ispunis, it's thick. Hilko, dafka mer of Shabbos. Hava de Shabbos also nicho al ayin. For two reasons. One, zeir shriya seven money. Two, either or, maybe, it's not a kash against halacha refuah. Halacha refuah says it's only one reason. We're not sure which one it is, but one of the two. Oh, it didn't say begam. Oh, zera shema yimareach. Okay, that's the rush that he's referring to over here. Okay, it's quoted in Beis Yosef, and it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Okay, that's what it says. Only if it's liquid, he said. Came and shoot solo in a Kuroka state of like the Mikla, Mishim Shikasava Manan, or Mishim Marech, it's a liquid. But he's saying over here, you can't even put it there, lest you smooth it out. That's what it says. Here's what's going on. Zera Shemi Yamareach. Even though it's not your intention. And then he writes in the Kabbalah Nasan al Ayin, by the time I feel a bit bori, there's no Shikasava Manan. Also, shekiler av with stick, because you make a gzera, and this gzera also is found in Mishnah Berurah. Take a look, reish nun beis sifkata nun ches. Look it up. This is a real, honest to goodness gzera. So what's going on over here? Reish nun beis Mishnah Berurah nun ches. It's on page. What? Doesn't make sense. Can't be. Where is it? Can't be right. I don't see them chess. must be a typo here. Am I correct with the typo? Let's figure it out. We'll figure it out. Go slow. It's the right simon, because I think it's the wrong sukkah. Well, we can find it, I appreciate it. We can find it, right? This table is usually free of typos. Lamed Ches? Thank you. Right, you're here, you're right. It's a Nun Ches. The Nun is a Lamed. Thank you so much for correcting me. Lamed Ches. See, I didn't, should have checked this out earlier. Lamed Ches. It says, Laniach Kilur, Sam Sherefu, Ashnos al Ayin, Ove, Al Ayin, Afal Pi, Sheos, Laniach of Shabbos. You can't do it. Fetch. As in a Shabura Lamed Ches, Shasur, Shema Yemareach. Shema Yemareach. What's going on over here? So, how can the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman be Megal over here? You put something on your eye. But it's against the Furush of Mishnebura and the Mechaba, and basically the Gemara and the Rosh. Look what he answers. Vim Cain. He also actually take Mishnah Gabi Petzah Baderach Hanocha B'Yama Machos Zer Shami Mareach. Om Nom. Look what he has a beautiful answer. In your Maisa Nira, the Dafka Ben Mishnah Asher HaRegilus B'Yom Chol LaHakbid LaHachliko Shezo Isom Zo Iko Melechus Mareach to smooth it out. B'Zeh Shle Asher Afba Hanocha B'Yama Machos Zer Shami Mareach. Av Ben Mishnah She'en Regina L'Morcho LaHachliko. You never, even on Tuesday, Monday, even on Monday, you don't normally smooth it out and spread it out. After Mavir and Osa Pikola Petza or Aisplenis, even if you will take the cream and put it on all parts of the wound or all parts of the bandage, key word, Harezarak Kidei Shetia Mishra Mechamoko. You want it to be cream in every part of the area where there's a wound. And in Bechiagam, the Eshakosu, She'ez the Bechlam of Areach at all. Look in Bealocha Shinchof Aleph, Yutes. Let's take a look. This is not a typo. Shinchof Aleph Yutes. Please look inside. Shinchof Aleph Yutes. Here we go. Page 302. Fascinating. We don't have time to go into this. The Ramah says, "Muta lahachlik ha'ochel b'Shabbos, lo havi b'zeh b'shemach." You butter your bread. Why? Ho, we have shalechot b'lozeh. So they never will machmer on this thing. We call machmer b'machmer shal tapuchim, shadaka b'kach, tovo ol abroch. Apple spread. Okay, but if it's cooked, or if it's butter, the Shabur Pebez, Bevadai Shari. More calm. Says the Bialacha Tavol of Racha, look at Mishnah Brura. Why is it Mutalan le Marea Hatapuchim? Gamla Mokam Horekon Alalechem. He quotes this Hagos Smak. Quote, Acha Shehevi Mitchila Yeshmamachik Beochlim Midrabonam. Big Machlekes. Here's the Machlokes Ochum and Rabbanan. Some say all these kind of halachos don't apply to Ochum, some disagree. Kososho. The mutal mareach atapuchim mevushala shebetoch pashtida. Some kind of a kugel, apple kugel, I guess. Kevan she'eino oseh alekadeh l'simam b'machos she'eino sham. This is what we just saw a second ago. We're not trying to make a smooth surface. We just want the apples to be in every part of the kugel. Meru dekasnora. What's the loma? She'ein kavonosa ba'meruach le'etzem ha'meruach raklam maleh ba'makom ha'reikon. V'yav dupsik reisho. And the Magen Avraham, Shni Yudalid, we spent a lot of time on this against the Mechaber. Hold af the Milster Rabbanan also. Hocha. Keva nebelavach yesh lehocha mitam de'ev shalecha below ze. And therefore there's no Meruach ba'ochlam at all. Ein ola hachmer klal. Combination of factors, Rabbi Osai. A combination of factors. Number one, there are some who say, ein Meruach ba'ochlam klal. And even those who say there is, Meruach Bochum, it's only the most Rabbanan. And therefore, we're not going to be so far as to make a gzera that we are not going to allow you to put the apple, whatever you want to call it, the apple substance to cover all parts of the kugel, lest you smooth it out. Because even if you did smooth it out, it's only the Rabbanan, and some, it's not going to have to go so far. Some say it's not Meruach Bochum Klal. Take a look over here. Look at this beautiful idea. Av she'onu machmirim. Shelo limroach mishka klal, rabosai. We are machmir, rabosai. Not to be moreach at all. We call mokomein ligzor, shema yimareach. Unbelievable story. Look what he says. He says as follows. As if you're talking about a case of oil, of cream, and you normally don't smooth out, then we can, you're only putting it there to fill up every single spot. Therefore, we are normally machmir, shalolim roach mishka klal. What is he saying? We wouldn't do it in any given case. But ein ligzor shevi yemareach, rabosai. Our meaning is not to rely on the svar of agosma. We only rely on the combination of meruach ba'ochlin. But it's not ochlin, we don't rely upon it. But even though we don't rely on it halacha lemaisa, we do rely upon it. It's not in a doshal with a raisa. And therefore, we're not going to aser putting cream on your eyes. Zera, you may smooth it out, because you never smooth it out in your eyes. You just want to put, just sort of fill up every surface. That's all. No more than that. That's the thrust of what the Orcha Shabbos says. Very, very important. Very, very important. That's reason number one. Oh, yesh lomar. Efshad l'tzora chola shema sakana. Logaz vidin shem yimareach. Uke'ena b'kiveg af miyastere shir. Simen shin zayin sifei. Now, of course, this is difficult. Because yesterday we had suggested the name of Shlomo Zalman. That's only true. What, Rabosai? Gzeres HaBalonim. You don't do this because someone else will do that. But whatever the Lassim Hashem Shvus, Rishus, or Mitzvah, the Pesel HaLavav, does apply. The answer, I believe, is it depends. I talk about a mitzvah v'alma or a cholish emo sakana. Rav Shechta Shlita wrote in Eretz HaTzvi, cholish emo sakana, no gzeirus. We'll assume that's going to be correct. Mitzvah v'alma, that's what the distinction we mentioned earlier is between, like gzeirus habalonim, he is a tzar, he's not getting into a bear. Not sick. He's just a little uncomfortable. Not sick. So therefore, Rabbi Kivegas is that in that case only, they weren't goals of Herbert Star. But it's a Chol Hashem Basakana, we mentioned yesterday, Chol Hashem Basakana, even a regular honest to goodness Zera, does not apply. As we spoke about yesterday. Fine. Having said all this, look what comes up, watch this now. Watch. See, what did he say? It's permissible. It's permissible to put it on your eyes, but not on your lips, not on your hands. Why? Even if you don't, look what he says. I'm not going to spread out the cream on my lips. I'll just put it in a few different places. Zeira Shemayimareya. Here is exactly where the Russian Zeira fits in, because here the normal way is to spread it over the entire surface. Not the same as an eye. The Choresh Lesa Anochas HaMishlo V'Ofen Anal Al Sfasayim Zeir Shanim Arech. Right? The Rosh Mishabura. Here's the hill, you see? Lamaches. You should have seen, look at this earlier. Okay? Uvenidon Zesh and the Sinas Mishlo Al Sfasayim Kevin Shemimos HaChol Regilin L'Marchol Achlika Hetav Al Sfasayim to mamash make a smooth surface. L'chein Yesh Mokom Ligzer Af Anocha B'Alma Shema Yasik Adaka B'Chol. Absolutely right. What'll happen if it hurts him so badly on his lips he can't function normally? That would be a what? Rabbi said, what would that be? A chol shem basakana, where we could be matter, we wouldn't be worried about a zeres refuah. And presumably you also would not be worried about the Gzeres Shemim Arech, as we mentioned a few minutes ago. Now, Rabbi Osai, you want to really, really see what's happening over here. Look for leniencies. Watch this. This is going to really surprise you. Really surprise you. Right? What does X mean? Oh, I hope I didn't lose it completely. What happened? Can I go back where I came from before? I'm done. I'm toast. I was on.
Yeah. You're still on, it's just not loading.
No, I'm going to go back to the Orchus and hope I can get back to this too. Hope I don't lose this. Oh, shit. I'm going very gently. Gently, 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 very gently. Im os ezos, delivnoa yovesh, to prevent dryness, gilahokel al yovesh kal, or to make it easier, or make it more pleasant, if it's slight dryness, hariz a mutter, she'en zet tibul refu'i, ala kesicho letanug. He calls a sicho letanug, which the Mishnah Berurah says over here, in Simon Shin Chav Ches, please take a look quickly. Shin Chav Ches. Sif Koton Ayin. Mavirin Gilde Maka Vesachan also Beshemen. Mishnah Berurah Ayin. The Bismanan Derech Abriyam Besira Beshemen. Lo Mucha Milsa Lefu Ovid. And it says over there that it would be permissible because it's considered to be, as the Mechaba says, Lekat Tzara L'Tanug B'Alma. Tanug B'Alma. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have a leniency over here. Fine. But what'll happen? What did he say? Look in the horror. Dangerous already. Before it's booked, I look in the horror, it's dangerous. But he go further. They already cracked. Not just right, they cracked. And lastuch after b'shemen b'shem shasichem b'sayas to ripri apzoyim can help heal the cracks. The yeshlam is refuah. Unless what? Its cracks are so bad that it can't function normally. And he raises the level of what? Chol she'embo sakona rabosai. Chol she'embo sakona. That's what he says. Now I'm going to try. I hope we can get Shmir Shabbos. I sure hope something will get do have better hatzlocha now. Oh, can you explain this to me? What do we do to deserve this?
Try opening other page.
I'd like to be on page. That's the page I'm trying to get onto. Maybe I'll help you get me there. If you pick one page, we only have that one page, and we can't transfer to another page. The page I want to be on, is page Tov Kuf Samach Aleph, which if you add 90 would be 651. Oh, you're not there yet? 651. Got it stuck. Oh, it's still spinning its wheels. We'll be patient. We'll be patient. How patient can we be? Color change to the screen. It's still spinning. Let me tell you what it says. Okay, I have it in front of me. If it goes on, you'll let me know. He quotes the sefer called the Das Torah by the Maharshan. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Shin Tez Zayin, Sifkot Mem Tes. Take a look. Shin Tazayin, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Memtes. Strange place to look. We'll see soon what the relevance is. It's on page 258. What does it say? What's it talking about, Sifkot Aleph? Guy spit and he's going to rub it into the ground. Oh! Rabbi said we have to pray. We only use one page. Just give me one page, Rabbi. One page. 651. Just one more page. Moment of truth, Rabbi. Oh! Okay. Gentle, Rabbi. Gentle. Don't afraid to lose anything. Watch this. Look at Das Torah. Lush the Bagan of Ramish the Brewer. Shagam Mishcha Mutalim Roach. Al Kopon and Bechol Shem Masakona. Hechad de Kavanoso. Lav Lia Betocha Bosor. The two kinds of creams. One you want to stay on, one you want to get it all the way in. Right? Ever see that? I remember when I was a kid, there was a thing called Ben Gay. It's still showing the edge, you can rub it in, it rubs in, there's nothing left. It rubs all the way in. Does it work at all? It's like a feel. It's a bluff. I don't know. I remember that from my youth. Rub it in. So it's in read the Mishnah Berurah Mem Tes. Shemei Ruach Gufa Lech Alemesa, the last narrow line, page 258. Lo Shayach Mei Ruach, Helek Shemei Mareach, Ezadov Al Gabi Chavero, Bekamanoso Shiitz Mareach, Avokan Rotsa Shei Nivla. You want it to be totally absorbed in the skin. He says that's not called the Mareach at all. This is what he quotes over here from the Mishnah Berurah Mem Tes. So the Das Torah is the same thing. Yeah. If Kavanos, I'll give it to Chabos. Okay. L'chor is against Shin Chav Zayin, Mishnah Berurah Tez Zayin. The Mareach is Nala v'mishcha chayim, Mishnah Mareach, he polished his shoes with shoe polish, Yechayim. For yadua shekavonas amareach lavliyas amishcha b'sochor analayim. Don't you want to get the? You want nail polish, shoe polish on top of the shoes? Try to get it in. So therefore, some say the Maharav only meant the isim amareach b'makom shekavonas o lavliyas arok. For who can rota sheyibola arok b'toch adama v'shloye klal ba'ola, as opposed to the Das Torah. There you want it in the world, you just want it to be absorbed. Is that a shaykh of Abinunity Dan? Onan kavanos lavdias amishka mitzoch abos, so that's true. Avalom if nesha rotze shalotia v'olam. Adraba. Alakach derech shimusha. So it's like morech mishka al hana alayim. The gamke kavanos al shetipola amishka mitzoch oron v'umunyan v'mishka. So ula yesh atarits. Das Torah, Mishin Chav Zayin. No, Nalayim by shoes, and Kavanos Hamoreach as a Mishnah Lavliya B'toch Nalayim Bavad, and the Kavanos Gam Lahavrikan. What's one to translate the Havrikan? Shine. Very Havrakan Nikeres Bachutz. It's called a shoe shine. Not to call the shoe polish, shoe shine. Hashengen moreach mishko l'shem refuah. Rekavanos olav liyas ha-mishle basol gufa adam. V'lo ten nikeres. You don't need to know skin shine. Not a skin shine. Shoe shine, yes. Skin shine, no. That's a distinction. V'higit din moreach mishko gufa adam in general. Shamati from our great client, Rabbi Shalham Nirenberg, who discussed it with the Chazon Ish. Yishayach ben mishnim isim ha-mareach. He quotes the Chazanish with Nota Lahokil. Nota Lahokil, apparently on the skin of a person. So how can it be? How can he say this to me, this Rabbi Klein? Chazanish says, Eino mater rak shi ashlichu as hamericha ala petza v'lo shi marachua. And even the Das Torah says it's no good unless you actually have it fully absorbed. So Shlomo Zalman said, Eino marach as hamishcha shakula nimsa v'nivlas v'lo fa'odam, nachol b'marach, only osir v'snish eres v'rotz l'achtik al-gapi aguf. That's what we said before. Said before. There's a bunch of theorists in Mishnah Brewer about this, etc. Sorach in the Dina. And he says, Choshem Basakana, Eno Machlik Plan Mishnah Gufa Adam, Yesh Mokom Lahokel. He says, there is a Mokom to be Makil in such circumstances. There's room to be Makil in such circumstances. Huh. But then he says, fascinatingly, I am the Yale, Perik Yudalid, Heora Mem Tes. Now, I hope I'll be able to get there. I hope I'll be able to get there. I hope so. We'll see it. We'll see in a second. We'll see in a second. Let's hold on. Let's go a little bit further before we get to that. What did it say over here? I can put a bandage on top of the cream. I smooth out. Not my business. Why? Number one. We spoke about it earlier. You just want to spread it out. Oh, bad word. You want to cover every single part. You don't care if it's smooth or not smooth. Kabut l'sim mat mishcha b'mokom zeh mat b'mokom acher v'l'sim achakakas atach boshes. Ken erotz l'klal l'achakas ha-mishcha l'asos l'shem sh'b'chal makomos. And you can do it in shil l'gufa for a tinok in Mosakana. When my children were young, there was a certain cream, they still make it called Balmex. Still exists. Still exists in your day. That's nice cream you smear it on the bottom of the baby to get rid of any rashes, etc., etc. So he used to joke around. I throw it there, put on the diaper, and the baby will take care of the rest by himself. He'll move around, he'll smooth it out. The baby did it, I didn't do it. He said it's a different word, that's called kalacha yad, and you know the gufa, you don't need a smooth surface. You want to just have there should be the cream to prevent the diaper rash everywhere. So now Rabbi said we have one more Shmir Shabbos in this topic, and let's hope we get to it properly. Because he said he told us to look there in Perik Yudalid, okay? And let's hope we actually are able to access it. Perik Yudalid Ha'ora Mem Tes. Let's hope we get it in one shot. It's amazing leniencies on page Kuf Sadi 280. Let's hope. Oh, one more good. We just need one more. One more Rabbi Sai. Say till him. One more. Guys, hold on out. One more. Please go on. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Okay, watch this. He says, don't use soap. Shouldn't use hard soap. Shouldn't use soft soap. Can he say, Mamachek u Mamarech? Look, he writes over here. Mishnah Berurah, Shin Chavav, Lamed. Everyone look inside Mishnah Berurah? Shin Chavav Lamed. This is relevant, mamish, to all of us. Shin Chavav Mishtabru Lamed. Doesn't say that. It says you shouldn't use Boris, which is called Zeif. What's Zeif? The Germanic way of saying soap. On the bottom it says Sabon. It's a modern Hebrew word. Blush Nashkenaz. Why? You know what he says? You know why? Nimoach Hayodav Abi Nolod. As I know, we spoke about earlier today, when a solid turns into a liquid, that's the problem of Nola. Okay? So, there are those who are not worried about Nola, then this guy's fine. Mr. Brewer is called Lamas, and there are those who are not worried about, those who are Makil in this Shiloh. I am page 324 at the top. I am to Pharisee Israel, Shekostav, the Boris, it's so. Shalano, Shirako, L'chuli Alma, Osim, Hashem, Machek. We have a Shavah, Shin Yudal, Tzifir Aleph. Divrei Menachem says so, Masa Rakeach says so. Memarach, Machek, Amalocha, Psik Resha, V'yul Poshut, Yesh, Tahasi, Omal, Zeh, Ma'od. But for Hashem, yes, reporting, sorry, if you have an Isa Doraisa, a Memachek, and Mareach, why is the Pharisees all in order about, or the Ramah only worried about Nola? That's a small point. No, that there are bonnets that we don't even like the whole concept we spoke about. Some denied idea of these molded and molded from solids to liquids. You're calling a debatable the rabbana. You have a deraisa. What's going on over here? Oh, the Rambam, Marayach and Shemoreach Achiyach Yachvet Pneim, like Mamachik and Saor, Shemigarei, and Satsem and Mialor, Shal Shemachvet Ponov, Shulchanach, Shinchav Ches, Mr. Group, how we just saw it. Mishcha, Marech, Alaratiya. Okay, Mashiach, baby, Marech, Besabon Rach. I have some creamy soap. Hello, Ain Rose, Sula, Marech, Asplea Sabon. You care that you care that the surface of the soft soap is smooth? I the Pharisee Israel quotes from Shin Yadal. No. There, Mu'unyan, Hula, Marech, Asashava. They list them as a nekev. They have a certain amount of some wax, and you want to close up the hole in the barrel. We looked at a long time ago. Remember, a long, long time ago, we discussed this about the Mishnah and Kuf Membo. Okay, Gam Gozu Chazal, I feel him ain't no makas as a shava toch a nekev, and I'm not going to be milmala, as the Mishnah Brewer is over there in Sid Cotton. Membo, let's take a look. Shin Yudal Mishnah Brewer, Membo. Please look inside. Shin Yudal Mishnah Brewer, Mem Vov. Page 242. What does it say? The Mechaber, Yen Aleph. It says you can't put Shavu Hashem and up the neck of a chavetz in the hole of a barrel. This stuff to close it up. Meishu Mimareyach. Mem Vov. The cave and Shubu Hashem Chashash Meruach. Oster Afilu Mein Machas Hashem and the Tokan Nekka Velabanocha Bialma Gabim Amalo. As we saw in the Rosh and Perek Aleph Simon Nam and Gil basically more than it. In the sector Shabbos in the first parak, Rabosai. Okay. Aval Kozel O Shayach Kan. Here, soft soap, not Shayach. And then Mishnah Berurah quotes something similar. In Shin Yud Ches, Nun Beis, name of the Taz. Take a look. Shin Yud Ches, Nun Beis, in the name of the Taz. It's on page Kuf Lamed Vov. Yochol atuach piv bebatzek. Remember, says the Mishnah Berurah. Dafka bebatzek, it's dough. Ain't no bar miruach. We're both like dough. You can't make dough. Dough is like putty. More than you can't make it a smooth surface. It just you can't smooth it. Aval b'shalav v'zefes otid shudavah mismareach. Also mishum v'mareach. Tah says no. Bonsek nami is bar miruach. You can make dough into something which is smooth. At the time, the ain bezevish miruach, fisha ain makpidol of the dabeg also betov. Rak shlo yimagula legamre shlo yiskare. Avol shom gabe negev achovis. Kopid alol le dabeg heite bulachliko tziva negev shlo yozu vayayin achutza. Akan. So Tzitzit Shai will be mutter if there's no such understanding, no such need. Anything that looks so shulchan, ask a kasha. And he says it's mutter. Who else? Marana Bavadja, Rabosai. Marana Bavadja. So it's relevant to use soft soap, should be mutter. According to Pharisee Yisrael, would be usher. Shlomo Zalman is also Mekil. Why? Ain't a nosen klal alibo lemarech ulahakdes asabon. Come on, it's nothing. You know what he says? It's like, Dvorim amutorim Shenogu b'hem isur abosai. It's really mutter, but no one uses this kind of stuff. And nolin and molin, why? It doesn't apply. Because the mishka started off raka, finished eris raka. And chashash v'shem nolin or molin. Rabosai, a small change of state is not enough to make molin and nolin. It's self-controversial. That's why I think, in my opinion, all those purels are okay, the whipped creams are okay. There's a slight change of state, but slight. It never was a solid, never will be a liquid. It's in between. So it makes it a little bit more creamy, a little bit more liquidy. That's not enough to count as a change of state. But he says that he's matter the whole thing. Tomorrow, I'm saying a shiur on 9:40 to 10:20. I want to go over Tshuva Rebbe Avadja. We tried this year to learn a lot of this Torah, which we did. Never enough. Never enough. From Neuber itself, I think it's the yard sale also, I think, around. I think it's coming up, if I'm not mistaken. He passed away, I believe, I think in this time, a little later, June or something, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. So, and Ravadja, we know. So, we tried to. Let's take a look at this in Ravadja. We have means Rabbi Yom Adalid, Chav Zayin, Dalid, until the end. Dalid, Chav Zayin, Dalid. Let's look. Chuvis. Well, here. What's the question? Can you use toothpaste? That's the shaila. Isimamareach. Okay? Goes through the whole thing we spoke about until now. No mamareach. Because you're not roasted the kiyuma. There you want the wax to stay there forever, the hole to make a cover the hole of the barrel. Here, it's gone in a second. Your teeth, it's gone. Take them, shok the pif. Shinam in my rochas ever. We woke up about the tyrant, wasn't the apostle. No mamarech even the rabbanon. That's what he says. He talks about marech, he's a machavet, the ran. He says the Magen Avraham and the Ritzvah. Why? Kavanos l'shitz v'rech l'arach gabi chavera. This is a different word. Shivola b'karka. It's a different word. You don't want the toothpaste to be absorbing your teeth. Rabbi said, no one wants that. That can't even happen. He's that's his pshat, not the push of the pshat. He goes on and on and on and on and on. Kedarka b'kodesh. Gimel. Talks about soap. Oh, who needs soap? Same in Mareach. That's the question that's raised. Why? Because there you want it. You have to have the wax which is on the hole in the barrel. Here, you don't want it. You don't want it. It's just to wash your hands, and then it's gone. Either soap itself becomes smooth, and it's scabbing as a cloud. Not a psik ratio. The famous Magad Mishnah. It's nothing over here. Barichas. Risi b'shut. He said, no, Lord. I asked Ashkenazim, what is his boris? He said, sabon. They're different languages, right? They're speaking in Yiddish, they're speaking in, I don't know, let's say, Sephardic languages. Tukanta sabon. Some is as hard as a rock, we know that. And some is thick, like honey. That's we call creamy soaps, right? Chakarti v'sha'alti, the Ashkenazim. They said in their language, in their places, it's hard as a rock. Ivory soap, the heart, the rock. Right? The one like honey like, they don't have it. And since it's so, right? So you're making a smooth surface. That's a question of a mareach. Okay? That's the pshat. The smooth surface of the soap bar. The soap bar. Okay? So he says, Ein b'sabon isim mitam mareach, he's suggesting. He thinks that you don't really need it. It's a machlokas apostim shin tezayin, sikresha, the sha'ovar, a whole story. Not going into this whole thing right now. Nichole, the Rabbanas, you know, his famous pieces. Don't have the time to go into this right now. Forever, I'm going to say forever. This is, you know, Ravadja Kedaka Bakodesh can go very long. Not much endless. You finally got the hay. It's all Dalit. See, it has how to make soap. The Vadi is how you make soap. You know, he's a Toromada. But Sabon Shalano is called for Lavach. It's anyway smooth. We can be make Asmamache. The same as Tapachal Tapuchim. You don't really need it. You don't need it. It's not a violation. Yeah? He says there are many reasons why there should be no Asmamache when it comes to soap. Chumas Aramba. He's not using soap. As long as it's not going to pull out hairs. He's not worried about Nola, not worried about Mach, not worried about anything. Therefore, Mishkat Shinaim Eish Lahakel is matter at the end of the Tshuva. Rabbi Vadya, Rabbi Osai. Does everyone agree to Rabbi Vadya? Absolutely not. For those who say that there is a problem of using toothpaste because it is Memachek, even though it's there only for a very temporary period of time. And I recommend that you brush your teeth on Friday night without toothpaste. That's what I do. You can survive without it, Rabosei. I give you my word. You can survive without it. Okay. Rabosei, it's... we went way more than half this year, and we didn't even start the second topic. The second topic of Bosai is very relevant because there are people who we all know who have to take blood on a regular basis. The Tilas Neshama comes in very much in terms of the Isser of Refuah because to take blood out on a simple level is an Isser Doraisa. What's Isser Doraisa? Let's turn to a Tosis of Bosai on Daf Ayin Hey Amar Aleph. We were here a long time ago. It's been a long time since we've been here. Ayin hey, I'm an aleph rabbi. Say, please turn. Ayin hey, I'm an aleph and toisus. Some of you may remember this from way, way back. Ayin hey, I'm an aleph and toisus. What does it say there? Ayin hey, I'm an aleph and toisus. Toisus discusses the question of Netilas Neshama. You're taking the blood. Take the blood of a chilazon. Things of this nature. So what is the Isser over here? What is the Isser? So what is the Isser? Netilas Neshama is you kill somebody. Shochet. Rabbi says Shochet is a class, that's the Amalacha. Shochet. No one's shochet. No one's shechting anybody over here. All he's doing is, you know, you're taking a little bit of blood out. Why is that considered to be the equivalent of shechita? Why? Why should that be so? So Tosfos says in the next to the last Tosfos, what's the pshat over here? The chayvish and the tilas neshama line two of that Tosfos. Or Netilas Adam, Haina Netilas Neshama. Kiddichsir, we read it recently. Ki Adam Hu Hanefesh. Rabosai, Netilas Neshama, you take away the soul, the life. You take away blood, Rabosai, you're taking away life. We use an expression today, life blood. You're taking away some of the blood, you're taking away part of the life. Then Rabosai, I think the most common of all conditions which blood must be taken on a daily basis is what?
Diabetes.
Rabosai, I give you a bracha, you should never have it. It's a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's in the genes, but it's also related to your body weight. They give me a little bit of extra musa. They say that obesity and overweight is dangerous not only for heart attacks, chalila v'chas, but also for diabetes. That's what they say. They tell you to lose weight because diabetes. That's what they're telling you. I'm not a doctor, not a physician. Okay. So Rabbi Osai, I had the following discussion, which I would like to share with you in the last half an hour of Shia before we finish the year's work, because tomorrow we start Chazar. I have a doctor in my shul, an endocrinologist, who had dealt with many people who were sick with diabetes, and they wanted a fast on Yom Kippur. My doctor said, you know what? You can fast Yom Kippur, as long as your sugar doesn't go out of whack. You can fast Yom Kippur. But the Rabbanim were telling them, Chas v'Shalom, you're not allowed to fast Yom Kippur. Including a very, very choshev Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, Rav Yashiv's son-in-law, who's a Rav in Bnei Brak, and he writes in a sefer called Shabbos Shabbosom that anyone who is a diabetic who is taking insulin, there's no doubt he has to eat and not to fast, it's too dangerous. So I went to Rabbi Zilberstein at the request of my doctor, my endocrinologist, to his house in Bnei Brak. I said, I told him, I have doctors in my shul. They say it's not dangerous at all. As long as you know what you're doing, and you know to keep the balance of the sugar properly, it's not dangerous at all. He responded, okay. You have to know, can you rely on a patient to keep the sugar level appropriate? Since he didn't trust his patients, I'll have to eat Yom Kippur. My doctor trusted his patients, and so did I. So he said, you shouldn't eat Yom Kippur. But then he said, quoted his Shver Rav Yashiv, that perhaps, does anyone know anyone who has diabetes? You all know someone in the world with diabetes? No, you all know someone. Would you consider that person, he walks around, is he sick or is he healthy? You see him, what would you treat that fellow? Is he a sick person or is he a healthy person? What would you say? I thought he's a sick person. Rav Yashiv is a healthy person. He's a healthy person. He's a healthy person. Night after Mina. Rav Chaim of Brisk, we spoke about it, we learned the Chol Shabbos Sakana, said, once a person is sick, he doesn't have to eat Chatzi Shia. He can eat the full Shia, no problem. He's not sick yet. You're afraid he's going to get sick. You have to have a Chatzi Shia. So Rav Yosef suggested, a diabetic should eat a Chatzi Shia. He's not sick yet. Right now he's fine. That's what he said. I wasn't sure that's true. Now, Rabbi Osai, I have the following shaila, a very serious shaila. Listen very carefully. There are many diabetics who have to check their sugar, blood sugar every single day. Shaila. If in order to fast, you have to increase the number of blood checks to make sure that their blood sugar is appropriate, is it mutter to do that and fast? Well, no, just eat. Or someone who normally on a typical Monday does not have to check his blood sugar. But he's going to fast in Yom Kippur, the doctor insists he has to check his blood sugar. Is it better to check your blood sugar or to increase the number of checks of blood sugar and fast? Well, no. Eat and don't check or don't check more. That is the shaykh. What do you say about that? So, of course, the question divides into two. One, a case in which you're going to have to check his blood sugar on Yom Kippur anyway, at least once. And one, if he's going to eat, doesn't have to check it at all. Let's analyze these two shaylos. Oh. So let me ask you the following shaylo. Somebody, in order, he wants to fast Yom Kippur, the doctor says, no dice, you may not fast. No way, doctor, no way, doctor. Sure, I'll find a way. I'll put in an IV before Yom Kippur, and the IV will give you nutrition for 24 hours. We have to fast. This sounds crazy to us, no? My Rebbe tried it once. It was a disaster. I'm told Rabbi Yosha did it, as I'm told. Rabbi Moshe said, Chas v'sholom. Chas v'sholom, you can't do that. Impossible. I'll show you Rabbi Moshe's sugar. It can't be. look carefully at Rav Moshe, where he says, you know how to do it. You have to not put an IV, just eat. Misha also says Yom Kippur. I did Zrikas Rafua Tchivas Machat Begufo. Yuchal Lissanas and Tzorach Lassos Ken Alo. Eina Mechuyav Lassos Ken. We never heard of this. We never heard of it. Rappi Rappi. Right? Medicines, etc. Maybe it's even Usr. You're making a Chavolah. This Chavolah is not required by the Torah. You can't do that. The halacha is you're allowed to eat Yom Kippur, and you're allowed to eat Yom Kippur. What are you wounding yourself for? So that's what Moshe writes. He's not happy with this machat. Okay? Chavolah, also lach of atzma, and refuah. Anything has side effects, you're better off without it. Right? He says, therefore, eat on Yom Kippur, and that's all. Side of name. Promotion. Wait a minute, Rav Osai. Rav Moshe is right. I'm out of business before I started. How can I tell someone to check his blood sugar either once or increase the number in order to be able to fast? Rav Moshe passed in his usur. Issa Chavoli, put in an IV. The answer, Rav Osai, is that not all kavolos were created equal. Rav Zilberstein asked the Kashkan's Rav Moshe in that same sefer, every girl, no, what's it called, pierces her ears. Who knows the story of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Aaron Lichtenstein? I told you the story? So everyone does that. So you can do that, why can't you take an IV? But if you heard, remember the story, there's a difference. Piercing the ears is nothing. Although, once in a year, there could be problems, that's true. But 99.9% of the case, there's no problem. You can make a hole, and it stays for life, no problem. IV is much more significant wound, much more infection prone. It can even be a sakana of infection. That's what I should say. That being the case, it seems to me that the finger prick to get a drop of blood out to put on the computer chip there, see a blood sugar, it's much closer to piercing the ears than to an IV. It's done every day. You all know people, you ever see, take a little of this, read on the screen, 100 of this, eat, don't eat, eat this, don't eat, there's a whole Torah, Rabbi Osai. And people are capable, are able to lead their lives, normal lives that way. Rabbi Yoshua says they're not even considered to be a chol in the first place for that reason. Seems to me, no one would say, let's say you can check your blood sugar before Kol Nidre. If it's right, you can fast the entire Yom Kippur. Would Rav Moshe say you can't do it? He said, well, you can't take an IV. Would Rav Moshe say that checking your blood for sugar is the same as an IV? I don't believe it. Rav Moshe would certainly say, if you just check your blood sugar before Kol Nidre, if it's the right, you can fast the next 26 hours, he would say it's all right. It's a different kind of a Chavala. Comes Rav Zilberstein and says as follows. It's better to put in an IV on Yom Kippur. What? It's a malacha. Yeah, but it's only one malacha. As opposed to having to eat repeatedly throughout the whole Yom Kippur. Well, against Rav Moshe for sure. And he said it, Rabbi Osai, even if you're able to eat and drink pachas mikashir, which although chatzis is also in the Torah, but not nisar of karis. Where do you get it from, Rabbi Osai? Mogen Avram Shin Chof Ches Sifkaton Tes. It's a topic we've spoken about before. We know this topic. We spoke about it a while ago. What's better? What's worse? You shecht it instead of giving him the vela, right? Shabbos hutra. Even though you said the rain, you don't give it to him. What's the pshat over here? The Ran says the vela over kol kazayis mimeno uva pochas mikazayis ikanami isad doraisa alfa bishem malchus. That's the reason that is given over here. Rabosai. So Rav Moshe seems to be faket. Where's Rav Moshe? Another tshuva. Watch this. Here we go. Intravenous. Watch this. Look what I wrote back there in Gimel Tzadi. If she can have Zerika Stam Shiol Shuchalos and Kshena Dava Merape, there's no Chiyuv, even an Arab Yom Kippur. But over here, intravenous is feeding you. He's like this. Intravenous, Yeraki Sir Echot. Uvachilo Shetzorach Lechol Harbe. Yavro kol shir kol sevus iser acher, especially for the intravenous and Arab Yom Kippur. Says no, you can still eat, even though you have to eat a lot, and even though you could eat intravenous for Arab Yom Kippur. Why? Why? Number one, it won't make you feel so good intravenous. Eating is better for you, and you should make it weaker than that. We're afraid to be mekalkel, etc., etc. Don't give him intravenous. Okay, so the question becomes, he's matter over here to eat without intravenous. Maybe Rav Moshe holds as follows, that Rabosai, Easter Nevela is worse, Easter Chefza, that's the Mogad Avraham. Easter Yom Kippur, this goes back to the beginning about the Shurim, about the Chola, is an Easter Gavra. That's possible, that's possible. Fine. So let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah over here. Shin Chav Ches Sif Yudalit. This is going to be a Chazara, a little bit of the great beginning, where all these reasons we saw now were found. Why did we shech and not give him the vela? We got to move. Shin Chav Ches Sif Yudalit. Cholish enough clearly. We don't give him the veil. We don't give him the veil, we don't give him the veil. Many reasons. Many reasons. One of the reasons is given by the Rosh in the name of the Ravid, that Shabbos is already nita lidochos, because you have to cook it, as opposed to eating the veil, Rabosai. If that's the case, if that's the reason that the Rosh is from the Ravid, listen carefully. Somebody who has to check his blood sugar once a day, every single day, eating or fasting, has to check today as well. So for nitna Shabbos nidochos etzel blood checking for his diabetes. So therefore, it's better to allow it a second time than to allow a totally different violation of eating on Yom Kippur. Wow. The Ran says no. The Ran says no. A different shot. Then maybe we should say he should eat. Because if it weren't Yom Kippur, he'd be eating. But according to Rabbi Yoshua, this guy's not even a chola, then you can't say that svara. So every situation should be different. If you need more blood checking than eating, better to eat. If you need more eating than blood checking, it's better to check. If you have to check for sure once a day, we should add the Rosh of Svara, the once a Nitli Dachas Eitel blood checking, so you can do it 50 times. Oh. Now the Rosh quotes from Rabbi Wittenberg, that Shabbos is Hutra and the veil is Tchuya. What about Achil Yom Kippur? It's also the Chuya. I, it's not Nisa Chefza, but it doesn't matter. It's Nisa, it's not Shosef. But Hetta Malacha, Rabbi Osai, derived from Mila, on a simple level, is what? Considered to be, listen carefully, it could be that if I do a malacha, Rabbi Osai, I fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos. If I eat, I don't. Another reason why it's preferred to do a malacha rather than to eat. Better to check your blood rather than eat a shir shalem, because hutra is better than chuya. If it's chatzi shir, it's very possible that if a person eats chatzi shir and Yom Kippur, he still has fulfilled the asay of Yinisen, because he hasn't eaten the full shir to kill that. So then maybe we should say it's better to have a chatzi shir. But then, Rabbi Osai, we read this past week, Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor, the Meshech Chochma says like the following chiddush: Melacha is more kal than achila. You know why? An expression called Hutra Michlolo. You know that expression? It's all the Shas. Hutra Michlolo. Hutra Michlolo. Now. Against Ramosha and Isra Achila and Melacha are identical. They're both Bekoritz. He said, if Yom Kippur falls down on Shabbos, then Yisra Malacha is more chomer. Because Yisra Malacha on Shabbos is beskila. Ad kan what Rav Moshe said. If you look carefully, you'll see it over here somewhere. This svar. You'll see it. It's in there somewhere. Oh. It's interesting, Rav Osai. It's interesting. The Gemara in the Masechta Yuma said it's better for a cholat of sviche shiris rabbanon rather than the vela, implying that if it's a deraisa of sviche shiris, he shouldn't have it. Better have the vela. Why? The vela is alav. Sviche shiris is at most an isra asay. The Tosis in Yom Kippurim, Rabbi Chabib says no. And I say it's more chomer than a lav. Ah, come on. That's incredible. But the Gemara is an expression in the Masechta Menachos Avov. The vela is huta michlolo. How can that be huta michlolo? Who's huta michlolo? A kohen eats an oaf which has malika. What do you know, everyone knows what malika is? What's malika? From the back, right? That's the vela. The vela, you and I can eat it. The kohen's not eating it. It's hutra michlolo. So it comes out that the veil, which is Hutta Michlola, is more kal than Shvius, which is not Hutta Michlola, even though Lav is normally chomer than a mitzvah say. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, still better to do Malacha, because it's Hutta Michlola. Oh. This, of course, goes according to the assumption that Malacha Yom Kippur is the Chuya, the same as Achila. So we say Akal, Akal, Achila. If Malacha is Hutra, better do Malacha, it's Hutra. Look at our both side in the Mishabrua right away where we left off. Sivkotan Lamites. Sivkotan Lamites. Shoftano. He says, Harbi, Tamar, never mind. There are many reasons given. What does he say? Look what he says. Yesh, Omrim. This is the rush. Hutra versus the Chuyah. Okay? We saw this already numerous times. Some say Shabbos is also the Chuyah. What's the reason? He's going to be disgusted by the food. He'll throw it up. He'll become a sakar. The Ran, Nevela over al kol gazayis mimena, it's Mohammed than Shabbos, which is only done once. Only done once. Okay? Then he says, so if he's there, look what he says. Bevari mutav lavar lehosh lo yisad rabbanah, Mishanachal Shabbos v'isav skilo. But even many derabbanans don't add up to even one doraisa. Get the impression according to the Maram, not that way. That Melacha Shabbos is hutra, and you better do an isav Shabbos rather than by the Rabbanon. So here we come now to the main part. I only have 10 minutes, I feel bad. That's the question. Can you do the blood check machinally? I had many diabetics in my shul. I told them, instead of going, you ever see a diabetic take blood? He came to my house to demonstrate. I have a little thing, goes boop. So instead of going boop, go boop. Just do it with the back of your hand. Kalachayat. And here's the big question, which I have to just go over in 10 minutes, I'm sorry. Will this shinui help? Will a shinui help Rabosai in this malacha? Why not? Why shouldn't a shinui help? Here's the answer. Take a look at Tosis Ayin Hey Amar Al. Look carefully, please. Misasek Eitzel Nistilas Neshama. Doesn't mean Misasek. The Misasek B'chavur is Chayav called them Shimon, who says Mekalta B'chavur is Chayav. Misasek Nami Chayav. What does that mean? When it comes to Chavura, the Pturim of Melechas Machshaves do not apply. Yes, the kasha, the next choices. What about malacha shein tzricha legufa? That, apparently that p'tur does apply. The end. Tema, last two lines of Tosfos Tfei. So, berkame nechagiga daf yud mashma. Ha the pot be rabbi shimon malacha shein tzricha legufa. Ha nevish in the boi malachas machshaves. Vekein nechabura lo boi malachas machshaves. Why? They have no terrors. The Gemara of the Pharisees said, "Anyone that paid dal in the base, that you are in fact potter." Pharisee Gemara. So Tosus and Shanhedrin Pehei says that Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is not derived from Malachas Machshavos. I Tosus goes to the Furusha Gemara. Chagiga daf yudam at base? No. If you look at the more there, it's going on Mekalkel. Mekalkel is driving daf machshavos. Not ein tzricha legufa. So the kasha is answered. Comes out, all pturim alechas machshavos do not apply to chovel. Here's the problem. Shinui. Oi, 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 oi. Shinui. If we are right, if shinui is like Mekalkel, and shinui is like Rabosai, shinui is misasek, there's no p'tur of malachas machshavos, so shinui shouldn't work when it comes to netilas neshama chovel at all. That's the problem. A serious, serious problem. So what do you do with a diabetic? Here the answer is follows in both sides. Toista pehem and alta tanhedrin is l'shitasam shabbos tzadi dalek. Now what does it mean ein tzricha legufa? Ein tzricha leguf shehutzichu lo b'mishkan. Right? Let's take a look briefly. Guf was defined by the Mishkan. Whatever they needed in the Mishkan, that is called the guf hamalacha. Take a look at Tzadi Dalet, just briefly. Oh, time. Tzadi Dalet and Aleph, Reb Shimon. It's a long toast, I'm just going to read one line. Okay. The definition of Osai of ein tzricha legufa is whatever they needed in the Mishkan. Uvimishkan and tzricha leguma, or the other act, right? That's the question. It all depends upon what they needed in the Mishkan, right? That's what it is. Can't the top line of Tosfos? Can't share tzricha love a Mishkan? That's the definition. Whatever they needed in the Mishkan, Rabosai, that's considered to be tzricha legufa. I'll give you an example. According to those, what comes out? Take a look on Tosfos, Rabosai, Sadi Dalet Amit Beis. Oh, we'll at least pay some lip service with respect to Gozer. Instead, we're going to touch Gozer for half a second. I will bekleed their masal chayim. If a person takes off his hair with a kleed, right, or his fingernails with a kleed, you are chayim. Says Tosfos Hanuk Rav Yehuda, the mechayev of malacha shein tzricha legufa. But according to Rav Shimon, you don't need the hair, you don't need the fingernails, you would be, in fact, potter. With me? However, Tos, the Ramban holds, no. Ramban holds that Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is derived from Melechas Machshavos. Said the Ramban, we saw it once before this year, Melechas Hafrada. If you're dividing A from B, as long as it's good for A or good for B, It's included melechus not Shabbos, and it's considered to be Sricha Lagufa. You don't need to do with the Mishkan. You don't need it. That being the case, Rabbi Osai, take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Shin Tez Zayin, at the end of Sivkot and Lamed. Quickly. Shin Tez Zayin, end of Sivkot and Lamed. Look what he says. He says, watch. He says, Makis Dam La'odah L'Refuah. The bloodletting. Let's take a refuah. Chayav, Shacham Atakin, Shrikha L'Gufah. The road Sa'ata B'Chavolazu, Kidei L'Hisrapos, Adoraisla. Even though you don't need the blood, it's still considered to be metakan, as according to the Ramban. What the Ramban? Oh, but the question is, Rabbi Osai, what do you do with Tosis Kasha? Tosis is a Kasha of Ayin Hayam and Aleph, and they leave it with a Kasha. No Teretz. Let's look at Chazer again. Sofek Amad Chayyim Mashma. That's Zricha L'Gufa, some of that is not Shevitz, against those who disagree. So the Chabura does not require Melech, it's not Shevitz. She be Chayev, and it's Zricha L'Gufa, and the Mephurah, she wants to pay Dalet, you're Potter. So I saw in the Sif Chayim, one of our favorites, is the following answer. Quote the Ramban and Av Kuvov, didn't the Mis'asek and Ein Zricha L'Gufa is the same. Why? This is a new chiddush. The Ramban holds like his Talmud the Ra'or, who says in Sheet of Baba Kamalam Adalit that there's a machloikis hasugis. Quote the Rabbi Abou, I have no contact with Rabbi Abou, I'm not kufam him out. Quote Rabbi Abou, Mis'asek, Ein Zricha L'Gufa, Achayav, the same as Makalka. So you always be chayav. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Ein Shichul Gufa is Potter, it's an Edim Pei Dalet, guess what? There also has a Beferish. So too Miss Asik would be Potter, so too Kalachayad would be Potter. That's how the Nesif Chaim answers. And if we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, which is a question, that's a question right over here again, in Shin Tezayin, Siv Koton Lamed, some Achlokas had a Paskin over here. I don't have time to go into the details. Then it should come out that Bashinui would be Potter. Since the Ra'ah may be right, I tell any diabetic who has to take blood, do a Bashinui. I have nothing to lose. Maybe you're going to knock it down from a deraisa and do it to Rabbanan. The Eglay Tal is specific about the Shaila. It's Kalachayad Pati when it comes to Netilas Lashon. But here's the bold step. Maybe it's even true that a Chol she'ein bo sakana can take blood b'shinui. We saw that shinui works, right? We ourselves think that shinui works even for d'oraisa, as we said earlier, because a shinui is mutter, but in general, that shinui is out the Rebbe. The only question will be, can we extend that to Chavolah? If you say there's no p'tur of shinui with respect to Chavolah, then you can't do it. Not the same as Goneach Lachayad, that a Mepharic would work. But perhaps you would say that it does extend to Chavolah, as we just saw before, based on Dara Or, if you pass the Rabbi Yochanan, then we would be able to extend it. So therefore, on this basis, I wrote a long letter to Rabbi Zilberstein, trying to plead with him to change his position a little bit, and to allow diabetics who are under control to fast Yom Kippur, even if it means they have to check on Yom Kippur where they otherwise wouldn't do, especially if they have to check extra, they have to do it anyway. I'm still waiting for his response. I guess he changed his mind, or he didn't feel it was worthy right of me. We'll stop here. I'll say tomorrow again, we're going to start the shiur here after I finish my shiur downstairs. I'm going to send the fourth form of the shiur, 9:40 to 10:20, and the laws of Yom HaTzmahud. Then we come upstairs for shiur till 11:30. Then perhaps the tashlumah of the shiur will be after the whole suda, with the everything ends.